This is a very special weekend because we celebrate a Sunday of the Easter season. We celebrate the fact that we have a new Holy Father. We celebrated this morning First Holy Communion with our students, and we celebrate Mother's Day here in the United States. The Church also asks us this weekend to pray for the gift of vocations. And all of those things fit together so very beautifully in that we recognize that it is out of family life, out of the example of our mothers and fathers and those who parent us, that we truly find the vocation that God has called us to, be that a vocation to diaconate, to priesthood, to religious life. And in a special way, we see the vocation being lived out in its fullest form in the person of our new Holy Father Leo. I was very, very moved when Pope Leo was elected and then presented. And as I was listening to his opening address, I wasn't very good at the Italian or the Latin or even the Spanish, but I realized that the one who was translating was not doing a great job. And part of that is because it is very difficult to simultaneously translate something. But I came across a transcript of what Pope Leo said upon his elevation. And I wanted to share that with you this afternoon because I think it's such a beautiful message. He began with, "Peace be with all of you." You know, that's what the risen Lord said to his disciples. And it is the greeting which the bishop uses at Mass. Peace be with you. And then he says, "Dearest brothers and sisters, this is the first greeting of the risen Christ, the good shepherd who gave his life for God's flock." And obviously we just heard in the gospel passage about Jesus being the good shepherd. "I too would like this greeting of peace to enter your hearts, to reach your families and all people, wherever they are, all of the people, all over the earth. Peace be with you. This is the peace of the risen Christ, an unarmed peace and a disarming peace, humble and persevering. It comes from God, God who loves us all unconditionally. We still have in our ears that weak but always courageous voice of Pope Francis as he blessed Rome." He was referring to the fact that just on Easter Sunday, even in his weakness, Pope Francis had gone to the Vatican and had blessed the world. "The Pope who blessed Rome gave his blessing to the world, to the entire world, that Easter morning. Allow me to follow up on that same blessing. God loves us, God loves you all, and evil will not prevail. We are all in the hands of God. Therefore, without fear, united hand in hand with God and among ourselves, we move forward. We are disciples of Christ. Christ precedes us. The world needs his light. Humanity needs him as the bridge to allow it to be reached by God and by his love. Help us too, and help each other to build bridges with dialogue, with meetings, uniting us all to be one people, always in peace. Thank you, Pope Francis. I also want to thank all my brother cardinals who have chosen me to be Peter's successor and to walk together with you as a united church, always seeking peace, justice, always seeking to work as men and women who are faithful to Jesus Christ, without fear, to proclaim the gospel, to be missionaries. I am a son of St. Augustine, an Augustinian, who said, "With you I am a Christian, and for you I am a bishop." In this sense, we can all walk together towards that homeland that God has prepared for us. To the Church of Rome, a special greeting. We must seek together how to be a missionary church, a church that builds bridges, dialogue, always open to receive, like this square, with its open arms, all who need our charity, our presence, dialogue, and love. And if you will allow me a word, a greeting to all, and especially to my beloved Diocese of Chiclayo in Peru, where a faithful people accompanied their bishop, shared their faith, and gave so much to continue being a church that is faithful to Jesus Christ. To all of you, brothers and sisters of Rome, of Italy, of the whole world, we want to be a church of the Synod, a church that walks, a church that always seeks peace, that always seeks charity, that always seeks to be close, especially to those who suffer. Today is the day of the supplication of Our Lady of Pompeii. Our Mother Mary always wants to walk with us, to be close, to help us with her intercession and her love. So I would like to pray together with you. Let us pray together for this new mission, for the whole Church, for peace in the world. And let us ask Mary, our Mother, for this special grace. As I've reflected on Pope Leo, I think you probably have already heard that it really was not anticipated that an American could be named as the Pope, because the American Church has already seemed to have a tremendous influence over the Church. And yet, the cardinals, under the influence and inspiration of the Holy Spirit, decided that it was important to choose Pope Leo. And I think what's important for us to remember is that Pope Leo was an Augustinian. If you think about it for a moment, Pope Francis was a Jesuit, which meant that he joined a community and that he made vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. And once again, we've elected a religious, one who made vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience to his community. And I think it's significant for us to remember that he was the general of his order, which means that the men of his community saw in him the person that they wanted to be the main superior of their community of Augustinians. That's a tremendous responsibility, but also a tremendous honor, because it speaks about who they saw him to be. And then to have these 20 years of missionary work in Peru, again, shows a heart for mission, reaching out to those in need, those who needed a shepherd. I think that those things are so important for us to remember when we think about his ministry. And I was thinking, too, as I read his homily yesterday morning, the homily that he gave to the cardinals who elected him. And at the very end of that homily, he said this: It is essential to do this, first of all, in our personal relationship with the Lord, in our commitment to a daily journey of conversion, then to do so as a church, experiencing together a fidelity to the Lord and bringing the good news to all. I say this first of all to myself as the successor of Peter, as I begin my mission as Bishop of Rome, and according to the well-known expression of St. Ignatius of Antioch, am called to preside in charity over the universal church. St. Ignatius, who was led in chains to this city, the place of his impending sacrifice, wrote to the Christians there, "Then I will truly be a disciple of Jesus Christ when the world no longer sees my body." Ignatius was speaking about being devoured by wild beasts in the arena, and so it happened. But his words apply more generally to an indispensable commitment for all those in the church who exercise a ministry of authority. It is to move aside so that Christ may remain, to make oneself small so that he may be known, and glorify, to spend oneself in the utmost so that all may have the opportunity to know and love him. May God grant me this day grace, today and always, through the intercession of Mary, Mother of the Church. I couldn't help, as I watched him come out onto the balcony, to see a very human gesture, a gesture we use at church, a gesture of blessing, both hands outstretched. But I started reflecting on that, and I was thinking about the fact that this is also a gesture of surrender. If you think about it, this is a gesture of surrender. And this is what he said. "I invite you to recognize the marvels that the Lord has done, the blessings that the Lord continues to pour out upon all of us. Through the ministry of Peter, you have called me to carry that cross and to be blessed with that mission." He was surrendering himself to the cross, surrendering himself to that mission. And what each one of us can do to support him in that is to live our lives as the best disciples of Jesus that we can, always keeping him in our prayers. And so I would invite you to join with me now in a prayer. As I mentioned at the beginning, it's a day of prayer for vocations, and certainly this vocation to be the successor of Peter is at the very pinnacle. But it is a vocation that I'm sure was born out of his family experience, the experience of his mother and father. And so let us pray for him and for all those who fulfill the role of mother in our lives as we pray together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Mary, Mother of the Church, pray for us.